This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And so it's happened again. The next time Kevin Euclis comes back to Fenway Park, he'll be wearing pinstripes. That's right. The former Red Sox star, the so-called Greek god of walks, who was traded away to the White Sox last season, agreed to a one-year, $12 million deal with the New York Yankees. Euclis will be filling in for Alex Rodriguez, who will be recovering from hip surgery. So the next time he comes to town, that familiar Euke might sound more like boo.
Well, joining us now, as he does on Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Bill, say it so.
How do I top that, what Anthony just did? That was
hey, Brooks.
We're used to it by now. It happens. Players change teams, and some number of them invariably become Yankees, having been Red Sox. At least Euclis was a member of the White Sox in between. That counts for something.
Yes, but the knife still, it feels like they're twisting the knife from New York.
I'm not sure they're twisting the knife. Kevin Euclis, by at least according to his statistics from last year, is not the player that he used to be. He hit roughly 50 points below his career batting average, and I realize before all the Sabre people send emails and tweets that that's not the only way to measure player value. However, it is significant of something, I think. He still will get a reasonable number of walks, I would think, but, you know, he's kind of at the tail end, and I'm not sure he's going to put the Yankees over the top all by himself.
Bill, you mentioned that this isn't the first time Boston Red Sox favorites have ended up in pinstripes. Wade Boggs, of course, Roger Clemens, Johnny Damon.
This is the thing that scares you a little bit, because what do those three guys have in common? They all won championships
this
with the
true.
Yankees
after
they'd been with the Red Sox.
But tell us of the big deal that never happened between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Well, legend has it that Tom Yawkey, former owner of the Red Sox, and Larry McPhail, former general manager of the Yankees, were drinking together one night in 1949, and each of them had enough to drink, so they decided it would be a dandy idea to trade Ted Williams for Joe DiMaggio. Speculation about what Joe DiMaggio would have done in Fenway Park and what Ted Williams would have done in Yankee Stadium is rife, of course. But the rest of the story is that the two sobered up in the morning and decided it was a stupid idea. And so Ted remained in Boston and Joe DiMaggio remained in New York. It would have been fun, I suppose, if it had happened.
Great story. Well, let's move on to the New England Patriots, who seem to be the closest thing to an NFL juggernaut these days. They absolutely crushed the Houston Texans Monday, 42-14. Tom Brady threw four touchdown passes. And after the game, Patriots coach Bill Belichick was positively on fire explaining his team's victory.
You know, our players did a good job. They really, performed well in all three areas of the game, on offense, defense, special teams, and sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, well, maybe not quite on fire, but that's Bill Belichick. But Bill, this was a big win against the team with the best record in the NFL. How does it set up the Patriots as we head toward the playoffs?
Well, it's a big win. Won the game. Ball bounced our way.
I got to go now.
Okay, well, nevertheless.
You know, he's going to show up. Someday he's going to show up for a press conference wearing a clown suit. And everybody is going to be just absolutely bamboozled by this.
He'll still be the sad clown, though, I'm sure.
He'll be the quiet clown.
Well, Tom Brady, nevertheless, he threw four touchdown passes. He's been on a roll, hasn't he? I mean, people are beginning to talk about him as the best ever.
Yes, and I think if it makes people feel good to talk about him as the best ever, then they should go right ahead and do so. I'm not real comfortable with comparisons, and some of the people with whom I work and have worked have other choices. Gabe O'Connor, who used to work with us, is a devout Joe Montana fan. And he always says, when Tom Brady has as many Super Bowl rings as Joe Montana, give me a call.
Oh. Well, finally, Bill, tell us about the episode coming up of Only a Game, because I'm hearing that you're going to talk about some sports movies.
Well, we had a story a couple of weeks ago about Hoosiers, the movie about Indiana basketball, high school basketball. And it the screenwriter and the director were inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, which we thought was kind of fun. And that got us all talking about candidates for best sports-related movie of all time. So we've invited our listeners over the last couple of weeks to send in their candidates. My favorite was the person who wrote in and said it was National Velvet. That was a good one. Then there was one who said there were three movies in Hindi that we ought to see, two of them having to do with girls' field hockey. I haven't seen them yet, but they're on my list. All kinds of suggestions. But yes, it's true. We will celebrate the 35th anniversary, the greatest sports-related movie of all time. Have we got time for a little cut of that?
No. We'll leave people hanging. They'll have to tune into your show.
Yeah, I'll give them a clue, though. Some of the characters are named Hanson.
All right. Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturday right here on WBUR at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.